Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. We are in Psalm 143. We've been talking about getting victory in our valleys. And we talked first about in this chapter that David starts first with pain in the valley. He talks about the pain he was experiencing as he was going through this valley. But today we want to talk, number two, about the prize in the valley. Yes, there's pain in valleys, and it's a struggle, but God uses these things to work some wonderful miracles in our lives. And in the middle of the pain, there are prizes in the valley that you and I need to cherish. I noticed the first one in verse 2, David says, "And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified." We see first the prize of repentance. You see, this valley had brought David to the point that he was repenting. He says, "Enter not into judgment with thy servant." David obviously knew, I deserve judgment and I've done wrong, but I want to repent. He says, "For in thy sight shall know me." In other words, David's saying, "God, you see everything. You know me. And you know my faults, and you know those things." You know, our valleys are not always caused by our sin, but sometimes they are. But when we begin to seek God in these valleys, our sin will always become an issue that does need to be dealt with. And regardless of whether or not sin is responsible for your valley, we are still sinners in need of repentance. And valleys have a way of bringing us to our knees. You know, the valleys have a way of causing us to reflect on our relationship with the Lord. And anything that brings us closer to the Lord is a prize. It's something that is valuable. The prize of repentance. And may I say this, that, you know, as you are going through valleys in your life, I wonder, sometimes those valleys should lead us to repentance. It makes us really stop and take perspective and take inventory of our life. The prize of repentance, that is speaking of our sins. But notice, secondly, the prize of remembrance, and that's speaking about God being sovereign. Verse 5, David says, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands." Now think of what David's doing here in the valley. He is remembering something. He says, "I remember the days of old." Well, what did he remember of the days of old? He says, "Thy works and the work of thy hands." He literally said, "I muse on the work of thy hands." M-U-S-E. David is meditating here. In other words, in this valley where he feels hopeless, he remembers the miracles that God had done, and that brings him hope in the valley. And by the way, David had a lot to remember. I mean, the stories of what God had done for Israel, and even closer, the stories that the things that God had done for David. You think about God gave him strength to defeat the lion, the bear, then Goliath, the giant, then Saul, and you go on through David's life. And, you know, may I challenge you, when you and I are walking through our valleys, we need to remember what God has done. William Cowper was a great hymn writer who often struggled with depression. Some of you have heard of William Cowper, but we might not have known that he struggled much of his life with depression and despair. And he hired a carriage driver to take him to London Bridge one time. His plan was to throw himself into the river and end his life. However, when the driver picked him up and started for the bridge, they found themselves driving for hours in dense fog. frustrated, Cowper demanded that the driver stop and let him out to walk. When he stepped from the carriage, he was shocked to find that he was standing in front of his own door. It became apparent to him that the Lord still had a use for his life. He walked into his house, he sat down, and he wrote a song called God Works in Mysterious Ways. I thought this morning I wanted to read you just a little bit about this poem that he wrote. God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep and unfathomable minds of never-failing skill, he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. What a wonderful start to a song. David remembered the sovereignty of God. He remembered not only that God was able, but that God was in control. And you and I need to remember some things when we're going through the valley. The prizes that David found in the valley, the prize of repentance, the prize of remembrance, and may I say this, the prize of reliance. In verse 6, David said, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Literally, if you think of the picture, David says, my hands, I'm stretching them forth to you like a child reaching for their parent. Even like a loved one, a husband reaching for his wife, or vice versa. David said, my soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. This thirsty land, it means dry, parched, cracked ground that longs for a rain, longs for refreshing rain to obviously make it fertile once again. What does this mean? This means that David knew that he couldn't produce what he needed, so he looked to God for it. You and I always find ourselves where we can't make happen what's needed. We can't produce what we need. We can't create that. So we go to the one who can. You know, your valley has been designed especially to cause you to come to the end of yourself. And God allows valleys to bring us to the point where we see that we really can't accomplish it. We can't make things happen. When you get there, you'll find your valley has just brought you to a place of utter dependence upon God. And by the way, that is not a bad place to be. It's a wonderful place to be. You know, as terrible as valleys of life can be, they're extremely valuable. It's in the valley that we learn the eternal truths about God that strengthens our faith. It was in the furnace of persecution that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego learned about the God who controls everything. It was there that Daniel learned about the God who overrules everything else in the valley. It was there that Elijah, the poor widow, the disciples, Mary and Martha, countless others, that the valleys that they went through helps you to get to know the strength and power of God. You know, as we've looked at these valleys, valleys are where the tree grows the tallest. A valley is where God's grace is the strongest. A valley is where God's lessons are most powerful. I don't know about you, but I look back at my life and I think the valleys are where I learned my greatest lessons. Not really the mountaintops, but the valleys. There are prizes in the valleys. Repentance, remembrance, and reliance. The valley allowed David to come to this point in his life. And we'll look further at the next thing. I'm excited about that. Hope you'll tune in next time here for Believing Together. Thank you for joining me today. And as always, I pray for you. And let's pray as we go out and serve God today that we could be a blessing to someone along our path. God bless. We'll talk to you next time.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.